Bolinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Talk of the Town, written by Rachel Johns and read by Casey Withers. Megan McCormick froze at the sound of a car door slamming outside. She'd been there 5 days already and hadn't seen or heard anyone, which was exactly how she wanted it. Thankful she always kept her door locked, she cocked her head to one side and listened to the distant mumble of conversation. The part of her that wanted to know who was out there pushed to her feet, but she'd not even taken one step before she fell back onto the Seen Better Days sofa. She clutched her needle and the half-made black-and-white tea cosy against her chest as if she were some kind of granny, not merely 25 years old. Her heart racing, she looked down into her lap to see her hands trembling. You're being ridiculous. Did she really think whoever was out there had come because of her? The media might have been interested in her in Melbourne, but it was highly unlikely they'd track her down all the way out in rural Western Australia. She laughed nervously at her paranoia and forced herself to stand again. This time she dumped her crocheting on the sofa and strode across to the front window. Her fingers still shaking, she peeled back the curtain only enough to peek outside. On the normally deserted road right out the front of the run-down early 1900s shop she'd just moved into, she saw a once-white ute. Not far from the ute stood a tall, tanned man scratching his head and a little boy tearing around madly with a football. There had been the occasional vehicle pass through the deserted town site since she'd arrived, but only 2 or 3 a day. And every time they did, she held her breath, praying they wouldn't stop. None ever had, until now. The man and boy looked out of place on the main street of Rose Hill, a tiny town stuck somewhere in the late 1970s, when most of its residents had abandoned ship for one reason or another, or so said the estate agent. "Dad!" Meg startled, the curtain jolting in her hands, when the little boy shrieked, and then she watched as he kicked the ball. He'd been aiming for his father, but the oval-shaped ball veered in the other direction and landed in one of her tiny, weed-ridden garden beds. She let go of the curtain as if it were on fire, her heart stammering as the voices came closer to her hiding spot. "Not bad, mate," said the man. She heard the patter of small feet and then the few thuds of bigger-sized shoes scrambling in the undergrowth right outside her house.
"There it is!"
shouted the boy. And Megan started breathing again. Maybe now they'd get back in their car and stop intruding on her solitude. "Awesome," said the dad. "Let me change the tyre and then we'll have a few more kicks."